You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, let's kick in and look at the market session for today. An incredibly strong performance for the JSE. Every sector was shining in glory. Quite a big contrast to what we have seen in recent days. The Rand even posting quite a stellar performance today, strengthening to just over 16 Rand and 6 cents to the dollar. This is much stronger than what we have seen in the recent days at around 16.15 or so. So around 10% strengthening or more of the currency. David Shapiro is joining us for the analysis. He is a chief global equity strategist at that at Sasfin Securities. David, thanks so much for your time. You know what, right? So The view that I'm seeing right now of the palm trees and the sea and the sunset. You thought it was?
Dark. Isn't it dark?
You know what? I don't know what. I know, but it's I can see.
You mean they've got street lights? Is that what you're trying to say?
perhaps with the view that I'm seeing right now, I feel like it's kind of reflective of the view of the markets, right? Beautiful in today's session if we just look at the JC, but very confusing, very volatile. In fact, like the sea. Just help us understand the moves today.
You know, it's. It's quite interesting. I'm encouraged by what we're seeing because I've been pretty nervous about the sell-off that we're seeing. And today, the U.S. inflation numbers came out for the month of April, and they were higher than the market was expecting. And against that, we thought there'd be a massive sell-off and a lot of fear, you know, fear-mongering and concerns that rates would now have to go all up at a higher pace. But when you dug deeper into them, you know, what it is showing is that things are kind of beginning to slow down. You know, the number was lower than last month, and also there were a number of aberrations that have been caused. For example, airfares were up. We know that, you know, and a lot of areas where the markets are opening up again because of the pandemic, you know, travel, food that you eat out. I don't know, they've got some weird descriptions in America, you know, out of home eating and so on. So I think as people looked at them closer, also wages starting to ease back and so on. So I think that when people look closer, then saying, look, at least this is moving in the right direction. And by the second half of the year, we should start to see inflation easing back. That doesn't mean it's going to go to that 2% that the Fed wanted to get at, but it's certainly not going to be at the 8%. You know, or the fear, or those kind of fear levels. So I think that encouraged markets. So you described it perfectly. We started high, went low, and ended high again. And it was particularly some of the mining stocks that got us through. Now, that could be associated with China, because we're getting a better story coming through there as well.
So, sure.
So lots of moving parts.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's what do they say? It's not how you start, but how you finish, right? And we finished incredibly strong. But David, just looking at what has happened though in the recent while. So in the past month, the past 30 days, the JSE is down 8%. In fact, for the past 7 days in that margin, for the past 3 months, or perhaps we even say since the beginning of the year, the market has lost over 10%. Mm. So what are you saying? Are you saying that the moves that we saw today and the fact that U.S. inflation numbers have started to slow down is potentially a sign that the worst could be over for this current round of market volatility?
I think so. I think we're starting, in other words, the fall is starting to slow. And eventually, Fifi, you know, all this bad news flows over. You can take so much. A sponge can absorb so much. And after, you know, when you start to put it in the water or something, it starts to overflow. In other words, fill a glass, sorry. That's a better description. You know, you can fill a glass. Once it's full and you keep pouring in, the rest flows over. So we know the bad news. We know China. We know Ukraine. You know, we know inflation. We know all those. So there's nothing more that you can shock us with. And then what you find in markets is when that starts to happen, people start to look for the good news and start to dig for little things that can turn it around. So I'm not saying we're out the woods. You know, we're not. This could take a month or a few more weeks to stabilize. But I think at the end, you know, we're the way that markets turned around after those numbers says, okay, this is not bad. You know, this is not. It's we thought it would be worse, so we're starting to see the signs of bottoming. That's what I'm getting at. But that doesn't mean you must, you know, we can celebrate tomorrow. But I'm a bit encouraged by how you know, how markets have responded to that. Yes, you know, 10%. That's not so bad. You want to see the NASDAQ or you want to go see some of the other markets?
No. They can keep their big losses for now. I want to talk about some company news, famous brands coming out with an interesting update just about what profits are going to look like this time around. You know, and I saw quite a lot of interest in famous brands early on today. I think the stock was up over 9% at one stage as investors were eating away at that particular stock that he owns the Wimpy's and the Debonairs and the Steers that have really gotten busy, it would seem, by the results that they're about to report. Are you eating into famous brands? I mean, is this a stock that you're biting into?
What do I'm glad it's a turnaround, and I think it's something that we can celebrate, that people are now going out. You know, since when, in these circumstances where there's still fears of COVID, you go and you'll see that in Seapoint, I would imagine, or down at the waterfront or wherever you go out for to eat or whatever you do. These places are packed. And I think the same thing we're seeing in Joburg here is you know, at the same time as well. Restaurants are buzzing. People are going out. They've had enough and they're starting to spend. And I think this will be reflected in chains like Famous Brand and so on. I'm a football watcher. I like soccer, and when I look, those stadiums are packed. There's no empty seats anymore, and no one's wearing masks. So everybody who goes to a game like that is not only spending, but going to the shops there, you know, buying their mementos and also whatever they drink at halftime and so on or after the game. So people are spending, and I think that's reflected. When I said in the inflation numbers in the U.S., that's beginning to reflect in airfares and hotels and so on. So I think, you know, in a way, even though it's inflationary, I think it is, you know, something to celebrate.
Dis-Chem came out with an interesting story today. It was a victim of a cyber attack, a breach. Well, one of its third parties was, and as a result, customer data, quite a significant number of customer data, over 3.6 million of its customers had its data placed or attacked by these hackers. They're named. Do you know what I mean? This is also another theme that apparently we must be on the lookout for, cybersecurity and these cyber attacks and companies being victims of them. What does that mean for Dis-Chem? I mean, is this a concern?
Well, the shares were up today, so you've touched on a very sensitive issue, and it's something that I think is going to escalate. And if you dig into what themes are driving investment, and I'm talking not investment in the stock market, fixed investment, you know, in other words, what are companies spending money on developing? I think cyber attacks and security is a massive, massive theme. And we can't ignore it. And more questions are being asked. And this can go beyond, you know, this goes beyond somebody trying to take personal information. It can go much broader than that, you know, into countries attacking other things. And I think this is the biggest worry that countries have of, you know, of their systems being attacked and so on. So, Don't brush it aside as a one-off. I think this is a very important area that, you know, one has to focus on.
All right. Just not important for the markets in today's session, but we can understand. I mean, things have been pretty bleak for some time. So Dis-Chem benefiting from the joyride of the JC. But David, we'll leave it there for now. That was David Shapiro, the Chief Global Strategist at Assessment Securities. And it's quite interesting. DataTech came out with its profit guidance today, and it's expecting its full-year profits to more than double when it does release its results. And part of the reasons why it cites the strong technology demand for networking, for security and cloud infrastructure, that security component, just speaking to the strong demand for cyber-related protection coming from companies there. So that's certainly one to watch, but we'll leave it there for now.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.